One of the important skills in meditating is learning how to push yourself in an effective way. In other words, realizing that there's more to be done. And you could put more effort into the practice. And how to take that realization and actually embody it. So that you're enthusiastic to put more into the practice. It's not just pushing and it's not just harshness, but it's also inducing a desire. That's an important element in right effort, is generating desire to do the practice, to let go of what's unskillful, to prevent unskillful states from arising, giving rise to skillful states and maintaining skillful states once they're there, bringing them to the culmination of their development. Those are the terms in the texts. In other words, it's developing enthusiasm for what you're doing. And this is something that's going to vary from person to person. There are a number of suttas where the Buddha talks to the monks and compares a meditator to a warrior, someone who's not afraid of going into battle, someone who's up for the challenge, willing to deal with hardships, and having a sense of honor and a sense of self-worth that enables you to deal with hardships. And some of us respond to the warrior model and some of us don't. Some of us are more attracted simply to the idea of mastering a skill. Some of us are more easily motivated by realizing we don't have much time, and here's an opportunity to do something really good with the time that we do have. There are lots of different ways of encouraging yourself, and you have to learn, okay, what does the mind respond to? So the effort is not just drudgery, and you're not just gritting your teeth. Because that kind of effort wears you out pretty quickly, and then you get discouraged and disillusioned, which doesn't help. You have to learn how to read yourself and understand what's going to get you going, what's going to keep you going, what level of effort is not enough, what level of effort is too much. That's something you have to read as well. So we talk about getting to know ourselves in the meditation. This is one of the most important things we've got to get to know. And how do you motivate yourself? And you can think of any skill that you've mastered so far. How did you motivate yourself to master that skill? Part of it might have been enthusiasm for the skill. Part of it might have been enthusiasm for winning, fear of losing. Fear is not such a bad thing, you know. If you learn how to motivate yourself properly, there's the fear of doing unskillful things, which is a legitimate fear. There's a fear of wasting your time. That's a legitimate fear. The first one in Pali is called otapa, compunction. Knowing that your actions have consequences, and you're not apathetic about the fact that if you don't develop a skill, things are going to get bad. The fear of wasting your time, that's heedfulness and urgency. The heedfulness is what provokes the urgency. You've really got to do something with this life, because you don't know how much longer you're going to have this opportunity, how much longer you're going to have this human life. And it'd be a shame to just let it go, let it go, let it go. Enjoy the what little pleasures there are. Then have it all taken away. And who knows what's going to happen after that. So learn how to look at exactly what is it that you fear. in life. Because the two ways of motivating anyone to master a skill are, one, enthusiasm for the results of mastery and fear for the dangers of not mastering the skill. And you want to learn how to use both of these attitudes to help you along the path. Fear is an emotion we don't like, and there's a lot written about how to overcome your fears. But remember, there is such a thing as skillful fear. The biggest thing to fear, of course, is that in your effort to find happiness, you're going to do things that are going to cause suffering. In your effort to do good, you may find yourself in a position where you lose that enthusiasm to do good. Or when the situation gets tough, and the virtues that you've been trying to develop and the precepts you've been trying to follow suddenly just fall by the wayside. And there always is that possibility. All the apocalyptic literature out there makes you stop and think. You know, suppose society really did break down, and you were stuck at home, refrigerator that didn't work, food that was spoiling. What would you do to get your next meal? Exactly how far would you go to fight for your next meal? What would you do if you were really, really hungry? And if you think that there's a possibility that you could kill or steal or break any of the precepts to feed yourself or to feed your loved ones, you've got a scary mind, a mind you can't trust. So that's one thing you can think about to give yourself some enthusiasm for the practice. That you would like to have a mind where you could know that you could trust yourself no matter what happens outside. Because this is one of the big issues in life. How far can you trust yourself? Maybe if you can get enthusiastic about that idea that you'd like to be totally trustworthy, that can be an inducement to the practice too. But this matter of generating desire, developing enthusiasm, something each of us has to look into for ourselves to figure out, well, how do you motivate yourself in an effective way, and how do you keep up the motivation? Because that's the second part. You don't just give yourself a running start and then just fail 5 minutes down the line. Once you've got up, how do you maintain that momentum? How do you give yourself encouragement? How do you learn how to read the results of your practice in a way that if things are going well, you keep them going well, you don't get too complacent. You remember, you've got something really good going here, let's keep it going. When things are not going well, how do you learn not to be discouraged? Remind yourself, on the one hand, well, patience is a virtue. It's one of the perfections. And if you don't deal with unskillful states of the mind, if you don't deal with setbacks in the practice, you're never really going to master the practice. So view the setbacks as an opportunity to develop mastery. It's like a good musician. You're playing along and you make a mistake. What do you do? So you don't get flustered. Or if you suddenly find yourself phrasing the music in a way you hadn't phrased it before, how do you incorporate the new phrasing in, so it doesn't sound like a mistake? If you're a carpenter, you're planing the wood, and all of a sudden there's a gash that you didn't plan. Okay, how do you cover up for that? It's covering up for your mistakes, compensating for your mistakes. That's what makes a master. So remind yourself, you're working here on mastery. This is a skill. This is an art. Shaping your mind. And it's not the case that masters never make mistakes, but they know what to do when there is a mistake. That's what the mastery consists of. I noticed this with my father. He was a carpenter. He'd be working along, and then I'd hear this, oh, shit, coming from the basement. Made a mistake. So went down to see what had happened. Again, with this issue of making a cut where it shouldn't have been cut. Or the wood split where he didn't expect it to split. And it was interesting watching him to see how he compensated for the mistake, so that when the finished product came out, you didn't realize it had been a mistake at all. That's why he was a good carpenter. So when you find yourself having problems in the meditation, say, okay, here's an opportunity to learn how to deal with this particular problem. And give yourself encouragement. Oftentimes, this will come when your energy level is down and you least feel like working with a problem. And that's when you've got to give yourself the energy to give yourself the encouragement to get the energy level back up. So we're all adults by now. We should have some experience in knowing how we can motivate ourselves and keep the motivation going. Wherever you've learned that particular skill in whatever aspect of your life, try to bring it into the practice here. This is one of the salient features of the Buddha's teaching, is that when people would ask him questions, he would often ask them about skills they already had, quiz them about the skills. And when they would make useful statements or points that he felt were relevant to the practice, then he'd show that relationship to them. In other words, teach them how to learn from the skills they already had and apply those skills to the meditation. So when you're pushing yourself, it's not just harshness. Because if you're harsh, then you just start driving yourself into the ground. It's learning how to offer encouragement. It's learning how to use things like even like fear to fire your imagination, to fire your enthusiasm. So you really do make the most of the opportunity you have here to practice.